For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Joms.
My name's Rimsk.
And my name's Krimshkin.
And we are the Jumgies. Here we are.
Jumging around.
Feels like it's been a long time, actually.
Oh my
actually.
God, I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
It's been long. I've been in South Carolina.
How is that?
Just good. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good. The weather impeccable. The food fine.
The company
drinks wine.
Ooh.
The company.
Judges LLC.
Bovine.
Whoa, rude.
Yeah, no, because
Joe's all American beef,
all
baby.
All American beef. That's right. Friend requests from Josh and Joe took over Charleston. We went around the city. We never got recognized ever on the trip.
Hey, wow. I still have yet to be recognized in public.
Really? It's happened to me, I don't know, like daily at this point.
Recognized through the podcast or just you as Christian Kleckner?
I'll never tell.
I just thought walking around with me, Joe, and Rachel, Need Girl, somebody at some point would be like, I know one of these three people. You know what I mean? And not once. Not once. So it's kind of a waste of a trip. I was kind of really banking on
stinks.
Yeah. A real hit to the ego.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Did you get a haircut?
I did.
You did.
Thoughts?
It was a week ago Saturday.
Well, I'm kind of waiting on your thoughts, Josh.
You're wearing a beanie. I like the layers at the bottom.
That's all that really matters.
Because I got layers and now you got layers.
I got layers the last time, Josh.
You're both just like an onion.
I stink?
That's right.
Yes.
I make you cry.
Also, yes.
No, you're a Vidalia. Whatever that means.
I'm poisonous to dogs, so keep them away from me.
Joshua, let me tell you. So we're working on our primary bathroom situation, right? It's an ensuite, so it's our closet and our bathroom.
I've been holding my shit in for weeks.
And the we're moving laundry up into that room as well.
Oh, nice.
So we finally got drywall done. We've painted it. We refinished the hardwood floors on like the closet side. And we have so much left to do. It feels like it's so close, but we still have so much
What
left
do you
to do.
Mean? What else is left to do? Install the shower?
All the no, that's installed. How you
we have to
all
clock.
The bathrooms, all the bathroom side stuff.
Yeah, we have to put the floors down,
tiles
on the bathroom. Yep, and then I'm still painting the cabinet for the sink. We have to order the countertops. We have to put the sink in. We got to put the toilet in. We got to get a washer and dryer in there. We got to hook up the washer and dryer electric because that's not done yet.
I don't know why you're giving me that look.
I'm like,
are you
confirming.
Moving your washer dryer up? Or are you getting new units?
We'll see.
Do you want to get a stack or you want
no.
to get...
No.
I already made space for them to be next to each other. Now if I stack them, it's going to be a weird use of the space.
Get correct. Two stacks. That way you can do
okay,
twice as much
hold
laundry.
Hold up. We have a stack for colors and a stack for... I don't like lights.
Yeah, colors and non-colors.
Okay, anyway, so we decided that we were going to do the IKEA pack system for the closet.
Okay.
Which is basically just like...
Cubes.
Cubes, kind of. And we ordered... Two 19-inch boxes, a 39-inch box, and a 29-inch box.
Okay.
And I went and picked it all up. Mm-hmm. Barely fit in my car.
Mm-hmm. They came pre-built?
It's
no.
IKEA, you goofball.
Right. So how did it barely fit?
It's too long. They're 92 inches long.
You didn't say that part.
You should have known.
You should have known. Anyway, so everything's labeled correctly, right?
No.
Yes. And then one of my 29-inch box actually had 19-inch box inside.
Oopsies.
So now I'm missing a 29-inch
box. Those damn Swedes.
Okay.
I'm pissed about it.
So what is this a one box by 92 inches tall with shelves?
Oh, there's three of them. Oh, wait. The actual... It's like modular thing. So, yeah, it's like...
Like, I've got the thing in my dining room.
No, that's the Calyx.
I don't know what the fuck
that
means.
So it's basically a big box, right?
Okay.
And then you customize, like, whether you want shelves or drawers or hanging rods or whatever.
But the 26 is the width of the unit.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Right. They're all like 22 inches deep.
Yeah.
And they're all 92 inches tall.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then the 19, I've got 2 19.
Yeah.
A 39 and a 29.
But you don't have a 29.
I don't have a 29.
You have 3 19s.
I have 3 19s. I'm really, really upset about it because it would be done. I'd be done with it.
So, judges, listeners, if you want to send us a 29-inch PAX box to the P.O. box,
don't. Please don't. But speaking,
I'm working
this was a joke.
On it with customer service, so hopefully.
Speaking of the P.O. Box, we got mail at P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61350. This one's from Steinman.
Whoa.
How about that?
What a name.
What a guy. He goes by only their last name.
Or person.
Well, that's why I said they after I corrected it. I still goof up and I use guy as a whole thing.
There's a letter.
Oh, we're invited
to a wedding.
How
cool would that have been? Oh, that's very cute.
Oh, that's an owl.
That looks like a pickle.
Oh, this feels real nice. There's a little bit of texture to it.
Oh, it's textured. Okay.
Hi, Piss Babies.
Hello.
If you read this while recording, feel free to use my name.
I love that. Right at the top. Beautiful.
On the last episode, you mentioned how hard it is to come up with fake names on the spot that you haven't already used. So I thought I could help. Now you don't even have to think about it. Just flip to a page and pick one. Hope this helps. Sarah.
It's a book for baby names.
Is that 100,000 baby names?
100,001 plus.
Is it really?
Which is an interesting. Why not just say 100,000 plus?
P.S. I don't think it's necessary to say, but I scribbled out, obviously love you all. Especially Christian.
Whoa!
Or I wouldn't even be sending in this mail.
I mean, me too. I also especially
thanks,
love Christian.
Thanks, Sarah.
Wow, thanks, Steinman.
And I like the card.
It is very cute.
Feel that eye. Feel the eye. I like that eye.
Well, maybe we shouldn't use her name. Maybe we should use Candace.
Thanks, Candace.
You'll feel this card. Very good. Yeah, for having an owl on the front, it doesn't fly very well.
Well, you threw it like this. If you're throwing a card, you gotta throw it frisbee style.
Correct.
All right.
Ew. We're getting in the circle, George, early. If you're throwing a piece of a piece of parchment, do you throw it frisbee style or are you throwing it overhand?
No, you throw it underhand, hot dog style, like this.
Okay, that did work.
Yeah, it slices through the air.
Slice it upside down like this.
Yeah.
Hot dog style, so uh-huh. Like this.
Yeah, and then you just
as a flick, boop. Wow. You are right, Josh.
Either way, you just need the binding towards the front.
Josh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like this.
Oh, my God.
That flew. I'm so sorry.
Turns out for an owl, it does fly.
Remember earlier when I said it didn't fly? It does. I'm so sorry.
And from an owl to an hour of reading internet stories, because we don't just talk about Mariner on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast.
I'm sorry if your name's Mariner. That's not a great name.
Well, what that entails is us going online and finding silly little stories. Maybe about someone named Cosmo. Maybe about someone named Lee. Maybe about someone named Nicholas. And maybe about someone named Najee.
We know a Najee.
Oh, we do know a Najee. I wonder, does he listen?
Definitely not. Well, maybe.
Najee from SIU. Back in the day, if you're listening, let us know.
You're cooler than your roommate. Damn, Josh, I really thought you had more to say about South Carolina. I thought I'd at least fill up the whole front half.
Well, I have a whole podcast about it, Friend Request from Josh and Joe, where we go into the pre-Charleston trip, and then the bonus episode, we go into post-Charleston. And yes, you can still get pregnant from post-Charleston.
That kind of fucks what up about the whole pacing.
No, actually. Too much salt water.
Is this technically the St. Patrick's Day episode?
St. Patrick's Day is on Monday.
It's on Friday. On the Friday before this comes out.
Sure.
So, hey, top of the morning to you. This one's a St. Patrick's Day special. Let's really hope I didn't read this one. From r/shoeoffmychest, I handed him divorce papers today over his Reddit account and a bag of chips. Sound familiar?
All that in a bag of chips.
So Irish of you. Obviously, it goes without saying, it wasn't just the bag of chips, but hot Cheetos were my breaking point. I couldn't take it anymore.
Makes sense. If it's hot Cheetos, it makes sense.
He didn't get rid of his hot Cheeto dust and then did a little thing with his hands and
imagine
too spicy down there.
Imagine putting a finger in an orifice with Cheeto dust. Imagine that.
I feel like I put my Cheeto dust fingers in my mouth all the time. That's an orifice.
That's fair. Yeah.
Imagine, you know, when you chop peppers and then 7 days later, you still somehow have pepper juice and it just ruins the day.
No, because I wash my hands
underneath the fingernails is the tricky part.
It does happen because there are times when I cut peppers and then it's like, I've washed my hands 4 times now and you rub your eyes and it's like, oh, wow. Yeah. Ow, what happened?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Are you not scrubbing under your nails when you wash your hands?
Never.
Well, I do that. When I get done.
Yeah.
That doesn't get under the nails?
No. I mean, yeah, but no.
After chopping peppers, I just sort of chop a brick of soap. That way, hopefully, that gets under there, too.
That makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is, it's actually really smart, dude.
And then you can just warm it up and melt it back together into a brick of soap.
Okay, so
what the frick?
This story?
Oh, fuck. We read stories on this podcast.
You're acting like a real Denver, Erica.
Yeah. Sorry.
I had already had the terms of separation drawn up 6 months ago when during a heated argument, he said, "We don't have kids. You should be thankful it's only me you clean up after." That felt like a big leap.
Whoa.
Fuck you.
Whoa. She already drafted terms of separation to break up. And then it was like 6 months later, it's like, these are still here.
Well, I think it's like you have it. And it's like, oh, you one more fucking thing and we're done. And then you kind of, you're like, you get over it because, you know, you have it in your pile. They have ADHD, Josh. Get over it, okay?
They forgot to break up because it, yeah, wasn't it?
Object permanence. It's in the pile. It's just part of the background now.
Yeah.
I just keep hearing it in my head. Thankful for cleaning up behind a grown man 10 years older than me.
Okay, age gap.
I was about to say, you're not going to say age gap.
Age gap. He apologized the next day in detail and told me why what he said was wrong, but that he doesn't believe it. But maybe it's just out of my character, but I didn't think the things you say in those moments are just hurtful words. Little bits of truth are in those words.
That makes sense.
And then I found his Reddit account a few days ago. I accidentally saw the username when he showed me a screenshot. I tried. Not really, teehee. Not to memorize it. And it took me 2 days to get the courage to look. In between the comments on Not Safe for Work subreddits that were complaining about me and posts about me too. One post, he had ripped me to shreds and told me that he was a piece of crap. Reading those comments made me realize I was nothing but a fucking idiot to think that love can fix these things. I was 20 when I met him, and he was 35. Age gap. Gross.
Yikes.
He's a really immature 35, though.
Yeah. That's worse.
Oh.
She's a really mature 20-year-old.
She was, like, at least 21.
She was, like, mentally 21, yeah.
She only got carded sometimes.
Yeah. That's disgusting, man.
It's pretty fucking weird.
35 dating a 20-year-old is insane.
I thought people were being dramatic or annoying about our age gap because my single father who raised me didn't have an issue. But then I realized
I feel like
he was
that's a red flag also.
Just the same type of fucking creep.
Oh. There we
go. It was almost like my father pre-groomed me to accept certain behaviors to make it easier for other men in my life.
Yikes. Sounds like a Struthers.
Ew, it does sound like a Struthers. I'm getting off topic, but I came home early today after a rough day at work and finding out my direct reporting manager had been...
Content warning?
Content warning. My direct reporting manager had been killed by her husband. Just dabble that in there.
What? Is this a listener submission?
No, this is on Reddit.
What subreddit is this?
True off my chest.
Ah, okay.
I walked into the door to see my lazy, filthy husband. I told him what had happened, and I started to cry. He didn't even console me. He said, "We don't know what made him do that. Let's wish both of them luck and move on with our day."
Wish both of them luck? One of them's 6 feet under.
Wish her luck? She's fucking dead.
Her body's still warm, man.
I tried to convince myself he just didn't pay attention to what I said.
Also bad.
That soothed me for about an hour until I was in the middle of making dinner and he complained that it was already 6:45. I told him he shouldn't be that hungry yet. He had just ate half a bag of chips and left them on the table. Instead of A, helping me finish dinner, and B, apologizing and waiting silently and patiently, finishing his bag of chips, or just laughing it off, he threw the bag of chips at me.
Oh, yeah.
7 years together, 4 of them married, and he's never done anything that downright rude to me. Because low self-esteem aside, that's something that won't fly with me either way. The chips landed all over the floor. I had just mopped and swept. Whatever glare I gave him, it was enough to make him grab the broom in 30 seconds.
Okay. He can change, ladies.
You can change him.
He's only he's a spry 45 at this point.
But it wasn't enough to make him at least double check that it was all swept up and attempt to vacuum after. When I finished dinner and brought our plates to the dinner table, thinking, wow, I really spoil him. The entire time we've dated, I've always made his plates and brought them right to him. No one has ever done that for me.
Hmm.
And then I stepped on a chip.
Mm.
It didn't hurt, but I screamed. I'm not sure why, but I just couldn't take it anymore. I ran to the home office and came back out with the paper and pen, put them in front of him on his dinner plate, and walked out while he was yelling my name. I'm killing a burger and fries in my car right now and realizing I still have to start all over. My life is done. Mm. My love for him is too. I hope I don't cave. I hope I don't let him convince me. I hope if I start to change my mind, I come back and reread this post so that I understand that this is not a heated decision. This is something I need to do if I ever want anything like a real fucking life again.
Good. Your life is not over. You're 27.
Yeah.
So much to unpack here.
You're okay.
There was a lot to unpack.
So, like, this man's a piece of shit, and yeah. I don't even know where to even start, because there's so much.
It's wild to me that, like, I mean, I feel like there's, like, you know, we all know, like, dozens of stories like this, I feel like. And it's crazy how these dudes, like, get so far in life, and they, like, I don't know how they find the women they're, like, oh, yeah, I can manipulate this person.
Yeah,
let's go in on this one.
Not a good enough
I don't know how
system.
They sniff it out.
Yeah.
But somehow these fucking weirdos find it all the time.
Yeah, just young people wanting the validation, wanting to feel old. And I mean, it's a million factors that go into
yeah.
it.
The fact that he immediately defended the murderer.
The
wild,
actual
murder. Right?
You should never say maybe he had a good reason to murder his wife. That's not a sentence you should
You
say.
Never start with that. Never.
Even
like,
in
automatically condoning, not even condoning, but, like, defending spousal murder?
Yeah.
Is insane. Now, you should have been like, you know what? This is all I needed to know. Goodbye.
And that's definitely one of those things that, like, I'm sure the guy would be like, well, it was a joke.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's not even something you should joke about in that instance. Maybe as like a 14-year-old edgy teenager.
Even then.
But when you're a
should know better.
When you're a 40-year-old and your fucking wife or your wife just told you that her boss got murdered, maybe you should have the mental EQ to be like, "Hey, maybe don't make a stupid fucking statement about it."
Yeah. That was insane.
Especially to be like her direct boss. Like, I don't know. Why am I even saying this? Like, it'd be one thing if it was, you know, just like some random person at the company. Then it's like, it's sad, but it's like not directly affecting you. But when it's your direct boss, it's like, whoa.
I mean, yes. But also, even if he had the same response, it would still be...
It's still fucked up to have that response at all. But
I get what you're saying, though, like, especially because it's somebody that she, like, works closely with. Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
I can't believe that happened.
Crazy.
Do you believe that I have another story prepared for us?
No, you never prepare.
Ooh, get it, Richard.
Please share the story, Christian.
Next story comes from... I didn't expect you to have this sunny disposition about yourself.
Good one.
If you're going to share it, you do have to scream it because she only types in caps.
Does she?
Yeah. She caps left every tweet.
Next story comes from r/.
Am I the asshole?
r/ am I the asshole. Thanks for having the fun, Josh.
Party pooper.
That's me.
Am I the asshole for refusing to drive my son's friend because he keeps farting in my car?
Ooh. Well, maybe you just tell Carrick to calm down.
Carrick?
Carrick, yeah.
I thought you said carrot at first. I did too. Like, sure.
Nope, Carrick.
The other day I was driving my son, 14 male, and his friends who live by to soccer practice. They usually take the bus, but sometimes I will drive them before I have to go to work. As I was driving, I heard a loud fart coming from my son's friend, followed by laughter from both of them.
Classic.
Sure.
Farts are funny.
14-year-old fart, great.
Even Olsen knows farts are funny.
Yeah. I mean,
baby knows farts are funny.
It's an instinct.
Boo. I liked to share one. This one was not funny.
It's fine.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Apparently, he is doing it at least partly on purpose because they have a dumb farting joke that they think is funny.
Okay, I'll be the arbiter to see if this is a funny joke.
He even pulled his legs up before he farted to demonstrate that he was doing it on purpose. I told them point blank this was not funny at all, and I asked my son's friend to not do that again in my car. If you're going to fart, get out of the car.
Maybe if you pull the stick out of your ass, you might fart a time or three. How about that?
Whoa, Josh, you got some words to say about this.
They're
one.
They're 14-year-olds. Let them fart. Roll down a window.
A few minutes later, he farted again and busted out laughing. My son had a smirk on his face, but he was trying to hold back his laughter.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because
harder.
He knows I asked him not to.
He's so mature.
At this point, I pulled over to the nearest bus stop. We live in Europe, so we have a great public transport system. And I told my son's friend he will have to travel the rest of the distance by bus.
What an asshole! A 14-year-old child?
Later, my son told me that he was embarrassed in front of his friend and thinks I treated him a bit too harshly.
Agreed.
Apparently, the kid was also late for practice, and the coach scolded him for this.
Yeah.
So, am I the asshole here?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's just a fart. Like, come on.
You can't, like, make yourself fart. But if you know a fart's coming, you can do something comedically. It doesn't mean you're doing it on purpose. Now, you can also hold in a fart, I guess.
I don't understand. It's a fucking fart, dude. Like, come on.
What's crazy is this all was on one trip.
Yeah.
This wasn't like, this is the 17th trip in a row where I've kindly asked him. It took one trip of farts to be like, you're taking the bus.
Yeah. Two farts total.
That's crazy.
But he lifted his leg up for one of the farts. You know the disrespect it takes to lift up a leg to fart good?
It's a little risky.
It is risky.
It is risky. Well, also, he had to get him out before he went to soccer practice. You want him to poop his pants in soccer?
That's true. Although, if you fart while you're running, it makes you go a little bit faster.
That's science.
That is science.
Man, jet propulsion.
Usain Bolt's got some gas, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
That's his secret.
That's his secret. It's not that he's just amazingly gifted and trained super hard. He just ate a big bowl of chili.
And each step is...
Yeah. You know in cartoons when people are running and there's those dust clouds behind them? It's actually fart clouds. Your brain just as a kid thinks it's dust clouds. When I say leave you in the dust, it used to be leave you in fart.
It's butt dust.
Yeah, butt dust.
Crop dusting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're putting two and two together, bud.
I can't believe you didn't know all of this. Yeah,
this
to
is
start.
Big
this
fart lore.
Is... Well, I'm not. You guys know I'm not athletic.
That's true. You know we are the athletes of the pod.
It's true.
We are the athletes of the pod. I'm the mathlete of the pod. I'm not. I'm really not that good at math.
I was gonna say. I also think that's Josh.
What do you excel at?
Excel. Word.
Do you think you're the best Excel?
Oh, absolutely not. I barely know how to use Excel.
I'm pretty good.
If it says it on my resume, I'm lying.
If you are good at Excel, you should do the accounting because the Excel sheet is a mess.
I was trying to do something on Excel the other day, and I was like, I felt like a caveman. Oh, I was trying to write a number that had a zero at the beginning, and it just makes the zero disappear unless you have an apostrophe in front of it.
Yeah, you have to do apostrophe. Yeah.
And it's like, I was about to break a computer. I turned into an old man. I'm just like, and I'm typing in the same number like 8 times.
Because you want to read like 0804.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, I'll fix it. 804. Yeah. The worst is when you're in Word and you're trying to type like a number and it's like, oh, you mean March 3rd. And I'm not going to let you change it back.
Yeah.
It's March 3rd.
Or it's like,
you didn't mean
3/03. Does like, was it like the super text or whatever where it's like up in the corner?
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, I know you backspaced that because you didn't want it like that, but your font's stuck like that now.
Yeah.
Forever. I don't know what to tell you. That's the worst on emails. I feel like on Word, it's easy enough to fix it. On emails, like I get so confused where I'm like, where's the fonts? What am I doing? You guys wouldn't get this. You guys haven't had a job for months.
That's true. We haven't had jobs for months. Maybe they changed the email since then.
I mean, to me, it just sounds like somebody got over 30 and now is a boomer.
A little bit of a Luddite.
I am a little bit of a Luddite.
Which is funny because you are the tech. I would say you're the tech guy of the pod.
Oh, for sure.
Whenever we need tech stuff, I'm like, Christian.
Yeah, I do. Well, you know, I like to have a hyperfixation. So it's like, oh, you need me to research something? And it's like.
Clean your keyboard. Clean your pantomime keyboard. They're kind of gunked up.
I buy the expensive mechanical keyboards. I'm rocking cherries.
So if I was typing, it would sound like, okay, and you typing sound like, and Erica typing. Yeah, she has a Mac. Absolutely.
I don't have a Mac.
You have an immaculate PC.
He's not wrong about that one.
I use his, so it sounds the same as his.
Wait, really?
Yeah. What?
r/am I the asshole?
Yes, probably.
Am I the bleep for refusing to help my daughter with her car payment because she's a stripper?
I'm going to go with yeah.
Yeah, it's a real easy one.
I, 47 male, have a 22-year-old daughter. She's in college.
Age cap.
Did I send this to you?
No.
Can we get a name for the stripper? Cairo.
Cairo, yeah. Down in Southern Illinois.
And the dad's name? Layman.
Sounds like a real lame man. Fuck you, dad. She's in college and lives on campus. I agreed to help her make car payments since she was still in school. But I was recently informed by a young man that I work with that my daughter strips at a club about 40 minutes away. I confronted her about this. And she said that she didn't plan to do it after she graduated, and she just needed some money. I told her if she needed money that bad, then she should go work at McDonald's and not use her body.
She's still using her body to get to and from work and to do all of the work at McDonald's. Like, what?
And also getting paid less for probably, the same grueling amount of customer interaction.
Oh, my God. You're right. Like, dealing with... They're both bad people. Like... Dealing with the customers at McDonald's and the customers
at
a
strip club, you get like a bouncer to like
I guess.
Reinforce shit.
But you still have to.
Yeah, no. But like the strip club probably offers more protection for you as a dancer than a McDonald's would for you as a McDonald's employee.
That is true.
Let alone the insane pay difference.
Waffle House, they give you Krav Maga lessons, I'm pretty sure. I've seen enough TikToks to know.
You see that girl catch a chair thrown at her?
I don't know how she did that.
It was impressive.
I'm sure you saw this video.
A customer throws a fucking metal chair at a Waffle House.
And she just like catches it with one hand.
She catches it with one hand in midair and then throws it on the ground and like.
It looks like she stops all momentum in the chair.
I haven't
seen
that TikTok, but in South Carolina, I did get very belligerent at a Waffle House and did throw a chair at an employee.
Did you go to Waffle House?
No, I didn't. I've been to Waffle House.
Oh, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, sorry.
This explains a lot about you.
My uncle, good old uncle. Taryn taught me how to lie.
Me and Cairo got into an argument, and I asked her to quit stripping and go get a decent job. She refused and said stripping was easy money. So I basically said there was no need for me to pay for her car payment anymore, since she's making so much money and so easily. She got upset and said that this just wasn't fair, and that she doesn't make enough for that. I told her, well, you figure it out then.
What a bad parent.
She told my wife about what happened, and my wife is upset by her job choice, but says it is unfair for me to stop supporting her so suddenly over this argument.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's perfectly fair. It's my money, and I need it now. And my decision, it's my money and my decision when to cut it off. So am I the asshole?
Yeah.
It is your decision when to cut it off, but you're an asshole, and you're breaking your and your daughter's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She literally has a job, and you're like, that's not the job I want you to have. Go have a worse job, please, and then I'll give you more. It's like, fuck off.
What could you imagine, though, like, this dude seems like the kind of dude that would be pissed if she got a job at McDonald's, too.
Yeah.
If this was just, oh, hey, I saw your daughter working at McDonald's, and he'd be like, that's not good enough for my kid.
Yeah.
I could totally see this guy
That's probably
that.
Why I need to give her a car payment, because she doesn't make enough money.
Also, having any kind of job in college and trying to afford anything is nearly impossible, I feel like.
Oh. Was that she was post-college?
No, she was still in college.
She doesn't plan on continuing after.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what if she's good at it and she likes doing it, then why the fuck does it matter?
Yeah.
And you get nice part-time hours, I imagine. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, it's not open during the day. Well, maybe it is, but,
Some of them are.
It's probably there's a reason why people in college strip.
Yeah.
It's lucrative and it works with your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of your killer body while you got it. Otherwise, you hit 30 and you look like me.
Still hot? What do you mean?
Yeah, but imagine him on a pole.
Still hot.
I would pole a hammy.
Okay.
Okay, that is kind of hot, though.
It is kind of hot because then she can sort of like misery, like nurse you back to health.
Yeah.
I was thinking more I'd just massage it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think maybe we massage this ad break for some moolah.
Catch you on the flip side.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh, America's number one meal delivery service. That's right. All three of us in this room, that's Josh, Christian, and Erica. Yeah, we eat HelloFresh.
And we love it.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Eric, Christian, what's your favorite thing about HelloFresh?
How easy it is to cook.
Erica, what's your favorite thing about HelloFresh?
How I don't have to go grocery shopping.
And I love how the portions are literally fucking perfect. Both the food they send you and also, Erica, eat-wise. It's perfectly enough food to make me feel full, but not too full.
I agree 100% with that.
Yeah. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Josh, did you know this fun little fact about March?
I don't know. Did I?
Maybe that it's National Nutrition Month?
I didn't know that.
You guys didn't know that?
No. So
are you goofing me right now?
I know that it's International Women's Month.
Hell yeah.
Well, HelloFresh makes it easy to choose delicious dietitian-approved meals. You simply just have to look for their dietitian win tag on their menu choices for meals under 700 calories. And with only one third of the sodium.
With the cost of groceries going up and up, now's the perfect time to get started with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. It has 40 weekly recipes to choose from for all meal occasions, lifestyles, and preferences. Take your pick from meals like soy glazed salmon with rice.
Yum.
Or mushroom and chive risotto.
So what are you waiting for, you little piss babies? Go on over to HelloFresh.com/judgies60 and use code judgies60 for 60% off plus free shipping.
60% off and free shipping.
That's right. Go to HelloFresh.com/JUDGIES60 and use code judgies60 for 60% off of your first order plus free shipping.
Thanks.
Thank you, HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Welcome back, this side of the podcast.
Welcome back to this side of the podcast.
Welcome back to this side of the podcast.
Good time to plug if you don't ever want to hear an ad again. $1 on Patreon gets you all the ad-free episodes. So,
how about like a deal
and you
to
get
me.
Access to the Discord.
And if you go to $5, you get bonus episodes every month. So,
oh, you're going to turn that down?
Merp.
Oh, you're going to turn that down?
Our last bonus episode was really fun.
It was.
We were margaritas deep.
Yep.
Somebody, because we, if you don't know, we recorded that and episode 143 back to back, but the bonus
long.
Episode came out first. And so we said on there, like, we can't reference 143 because people are going to hear it out of order. And we got a comment or two that were like, I waited to listen to the bonus episode until after 143 came out because they already referenced it immediately.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was a good. Here's the thing. Go back, listen to 143. Christian's opinion? Instant classic. It was an instant classic episode, I felt like.
Oh, your opinion is that it was an instant classic.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought, yeah. We thought you were calling your opinions good.
Yeah, from the episode. I was like,
Yeah, you had bad opinions.
No, my opinions on the episode were also good.
You said that guy driving around was actually really cool and you should start doing it.
Absolutely fucking not.
The whole time I was cringing.
Yeah, but...
I was writhing!
Actions, not words.
Hey, but you know what always comes before the thing we do on this half of the podcast?
You can still get pregnant
this
from that.
This is Zapataki's favorite part.
Zapataki?
Wow.
Circle jerk.
Oh, they give you language of origin.
Does it give meanings?
From just beyond the stream.
Wow.
Circle Jerge time. If you're new to the podcast, this is where we just kind of fuck around.
We just get all...
And then we get back into the stories.
Later. This week's Circle Jerge is, I'm just throwing it out here, a Judgy's lifestyle brand.
Okay, so this is when we completely sell out.
This is for us a completely sell out.
This is when we become influencers.
Did you read the very last line of my, you little fucker. You little fucker. Step one of the Judgy's lifestyle brand. We got to either start a newsletter or a blog.
Oh, so this is how we're going to start the Judgy's.
Yeah.
Okay. Newsletter or a blog? Does a Substack count?
I don't really know what a Substack is. I've heard
it's
that
effectively a blog.
Is that
you
what
have
it
to
is?
Sign up to an email thingy for it.
Is that what that? So is that what the newsletter is too? Because when we first started the podcast, I was like looking up. You know, we were getting 10 listeners an episode. I was like, how the fuck do we grow this? And it's like, you got to get an email chain with a newsletter. You got to do a weekly newsletter. That way you get engagement for your listeners. And I was like, I would never want my podcast to send me fucking weekly emails.
Yeah, no.
If I got an email from somebody I follow on Twitter to join his Substack, and I almost unfollowed him immediately.
Yeah.
I was like, don't ever do this again.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
But that is step one of us getting a lifestyle.
But we're going to do it better. We're going to have a good one.
I have written down here, I know none of us are going to take the time to do this. So, oopsies, we'll be back.
Judgy's lifestyle brand?
I have written down here, I know none of us are going to take the time to do this, so we're probably going to have to outsource this step. Do we got anybody in mind?
Teo.
Teo could write a great Substack for us.
Who are you thinking?
Luis.
Luis, come on. You want to do a free work for us?
Buddy.
Oh, not you free? Don't like... We'll
He's
give
an
you.
Unpaid intern.
That's true.
Don't worry. We'll give you so much promotion.
Yeah, we'll give you. Yeah.
It's going to come back tenfold.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Maybe.
When you Teo, sue if you us, do it, we'll pay you.
And when you sue us 2 years from now for never paying you, you're going to get so much publicity.
It's so much publicity.
We're paying you an exposure.
Step two of the judge's lifestyle brand. And this might be my favorite part. We start making products. Okay. Products that we absolutely love and products that we must absolutely have.
So like merch.
No, not merch. This is more
even
like
better.
A judgy's burger.
This, number one on my list, maybe a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme meal a la Cardi B offset style.
Okay.
We'll have our custom Taco Bell orders.
Okay.
All right.
The judge wrap.
The judge wrap.
That's not bad.
I don't know. Maybe our own Judgy's branded large brim fedoras. Poop knives?
Poop knives would work.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Okay, we're having... Okay.
Can we skip step one and just go straight to poop knife?
Well... How are you going to tell people that it came out?
How are you going to tell people about it?
Through our podcast?
Nobody listens to podcasts
They're
anymore.
More likely to read their newsletter that they get sent to them weekly. They'll never unsubscribe from that. Okay, now we're gonna get a little wild with it.
A little goofy.
Maybe a thumb person sex toy. Josh, I know you're into this one.
Are we talking like body pillow?
It could be whatever you
what
want.
What do you mean thumb person sex toy?
I mean, we can workshop that one.
Do you mean like a real girl, but like thumb person?
I mean,
okay, but like, so you're thumb people.
Yeah.
Right, but like a dildo.
Okay, so like a dildo-sized thumb person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on board.
You're on board?
Yeah.
Marigold poop gloves? Marigold ex-judgy's poop gloves?
Okay.
If we can secure a Marigold, then I'm down.
That'd be huge
if
for us.
If it's any other brand, I'm out.
And this one, I feel like with the whole market going on right now, we get into high-end eggs for the judgy's. But they're only meant to be fed to cats.
Okay. Mm. So we're going with it, very slim market for people who can afford to pay premium prices for eggs.
Yeah.
But strictly for cats.
But for cats.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Taylor Swift would be all over this for Meredith.
Yeah. Meredith? Yep. What's the other name of her cat?
I don't know.
Miranda.
the New York City.
You got a whole book of names there.
New York City.
Emma.
Meredith and Emma.
I think she has like one of them is like a pun, I believe. Sort of like Kitty Perry, but it's obviously not Kitty Perry.
Ah, that was really good to come up so quickly.
No, Katy Perry's cat's name is Kitty Perry.
Oh.
That's so fucking lame.
That's really
Katy Perry.
Weird
I don't
to
know
name
why.
Your own
we
cat.
Also, well, we also had a gym teacher whose name was Katy Perry, and mm-hmm. her cat was also named Kitty Perry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is the last product I've written down. This one I'm really on board with.
Okay.
Bean candles. So it'll be soy candles and a can of beans on the label.
But what's the scent?
We can have it be whatever the freak we want.
Maple brown sugar.
Maple brown sugar would work for baked beans a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
Okay.
How do we get with the bean distributor, the candle distributor?
The issue, Christian, with this circle jerk is we have to cut it or else people will steal our ideas.
But what if we just sue the shit out of them?
Step four, sue the shit out of people.
And then we'll have to also come up with some kind of interesting name, a la Goop. Maybe we'll go really easy. We'll just be Poop.
Joop. Okay. I was going to say Joop, but no, Poop makes sense.
And our final step to the Judgy's lifestyle brand, we become the next Rihanna's, baby. And by this, I mean we're going to be billionaires, but no one's going to lump us in with the bad billionaires. We're the good billionaires.
Right. We're billionaires made off of mainly our own labor.
Yeah. Like, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think many people have an issue with Rihanna. So.
I see what
you
did there.
That's the correct market. Is LeBron James a millionaire yet?
I assume he's a millionaire, yes.
Is he a billionaire yet?
LeBron James, probably.
He's got to be, right?
Yeah, there's a few, yeah.
You know, Dolly Parton would be a billionaire, but she gives away all of her money because she's a saint.
Because she only makes 70% for every dollar that a man makes. No, Dolly Parton is an absolute
wonderful person. Just think, if you guys all just gave us so much money, we became billionaires and we could give it away.
Yeah, as long as
and we just be millionaires
we
instead.
We could just be 999 millionaires permanently.
Yeah.
And then we're not bad guys.
We're no longer the bad guys. We've just pulled ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We did it all ourselves. It was just you guys giving us money.
Taylor Swift's three cats are named Meredith Grey.
Okay.
After Grey's Anatomy. Olivia Benson after Law and Order SVU. And Benjamin Button after, of course, Fast and the Furious. No puns. Sorry.
What do we think about the judges' lifestyle, Brain?
I'm down. The last part.
Becoming billionaires. Okay.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
But the good ones. In parentheses, the good ones.
Yeah, we're Melinda Gatesing it.
Don't lump us with them. We're over in this group.
We're the Warren Buffetts of podcasting. Where everyone's like, he gives advice. Okay. So we don't hate him as much for some reason.
He does say that, like, oh, I should be taxed more, but he doesn't do anything to actually lobby.
The lowest bar where he's like, I'll pay more taxes, but then also lobbies to make sure he doesn't pay more taxes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But he drives a 2003 Honda sedan with hail damage or some bullshit. I feel like I've only seen, like, so much PR work for Warren Buffett to be like, he's a good one.
We'll get the Jimmy Carter treatment.
Okay.
Where we don't even have to be billionaires, but we'll just be like, we just build one house a year, and then now we're cool.
He's like 900 years old. So.
Not anymore.
Did he die?
Yeah. No. Oh, he hasn't died yet?
No.
Didn't he just die?
I don't think so.
He just got hospitalized?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in hospice, right?
Speaking of.
He pulled a classic Mitch McConnell and, like, fell and just got fucked up.
Mitch McConnell's in the hospital.
Fuck yeah. I mean,
that's so funny. That dude's such a piece of shit.
Praying for his downfall. The Crab Rave is ready to play as soon as Mitch McConnell fucking kicks it.
I can't wait. I've been, my one friend, Brennan, she's in New York, and I. Huh?
Flex. I mean, she just lives in New York.
Oh, I thought you said Flux.
Flux, which...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I guess if she
Anyway, her and I send Mitch McConnell memes back and forth, and it's the best.
How old is old bitch McConnell? Hey, fuck you. How old
Too
is
old.
He?
Too old.
I don't know. I feel like he's around 80. Okay. He's not like a Feinstein.
That's what I was going to say. Is he that age where it's actually like, oh, he fell, he's going to fucking die? Or is
81.
He like that age where it's like, ooh, grandpa fell, and it's going to like, he's going to be like in a wheelchair?
Well, you've seen, like, pictures of Mitch McConnell's hands, like, when he was, like, 72, and his hands are just all bruised because he has no circulation. And that's why falls when you're old kill you.
Yeah.
You have no circulation at all. Like, your body can't get blood out, so you just die of, like, hematomas.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Only for Mitch McConnell, though.
Only for Mitch McConnell,
and
though.
I guess when Rihanna is 84 and she falls, then I guess that's a billionaire too that's gonna die.
Josh, you get one TikTok where you hear that we've all been saying her name wrong and now you're making a point to say it right. I feel like you've dropped it a bunch of times. I get that, but also my brain didn't process it enough to do it on the beginning, so now I haven't even said her name because I'm like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to goof this up.
I mean, really, well, her name's Robin.
She was known so long as Rihanna by, like, the public. And then somebody asked her, and she was like, no, it's Rihanna. And then nobody changed it.
A real Hassan Minaj or whatever his name is.
Is it pronounced Hassan?
Hassan.
I was going to say, isn't it?
It's Hassan. It's Hassan, but with two S's.
No, he got called Hassan forever, and then... He went on Ellen and was like, that's not my name. You've all been saying it wrong.
We're all just racists.
Yeah.
Well, love that for us.
Well, let's not forget about Saoirse Ronan. Everybody says her name wrong, too.
What is it?
Saoirse.
And what does everybody else say?
Saoirse.
Yeah.
Saoirse. Sorcy.
Scorsese.
And wait, and what is it?
Saoirse.
Okay.
You have to do it. Saoirse. You have to do that. Otherwise, it's racist against Irish people.
And we can't do that on this episode. It's the St. Patrick's Day episode.
It's not the 1900s anymore. We're not in the meatpacking industry anymore.
I don't know.
Crickets. Oh, you never read The Jungle by Upton Sinclair?
It's very good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought that'd be a little bit longer.
Did you cut it down?
Did somebody shorten the Scooby-Doo run?
Who the fuck is shortening my Scooby-Doo noise? And, you know, now that the Circle of Jerks is over, we all know what time it is.
Time for a listener submitted story, which you can send in over by.
Ooh, nice mechanical keyboard.
GSpot@gmail.com.
I did not appreciate that.
And to preface our listener submitted stories, we of course have a listener submitted sound, which you can.
Somebody fucked your mom. I 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 fucked your mom.
Upsetting to hear, to find out this way.
That's Olsen's favorite lullaby.
What is that? Fertilize? Mm-hmm. Fertilize?
Wow.
By Bach? Beethoven?
Fuck. This sound was sent to us by Kelsey.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Thanks,
sup,
Kelsey.
Fuckers.
Hello.
Hi.
Name's Kelsey. You're allowed to share that.
Great.
Here's a sound. Really putting my music degree to good use. Enjoy.
Love that you put that at the beginning, that you can use. We can use your name. Perfect. I love that you guys are listening to us. Thank you.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Christian, what do we think?
Go ahead.
No, I just...
It's your episode. You can talk.
Now, what do we think about it?
There'd be
fine. Oh, I loved it.
My dad's going to be upset. That she fucked my mom.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't like being made a cuckold of himself.
Mm. Of himself.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? I'm sorry. I so rudely interrupted you.
You guys rudely interrupted each other, actually.
Wow. That's because we're a perfect couple, Josh.
Yeah. We're not going to have time for you to read either one of the stories I sent you.
Why?
Of course we will.
You can read both of them.
Well, one of them.
Oh, I forgot we had some
Christian
issues.
You're acting like a real lunt. Yeah.
That felt offensive.
Scandinavian from the Grove.
Scandinavian for absolute dipshit. Am I the apple for this wedding planning disaster? Hi, judges.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm in a real predicament. Yesterday, September 10th, 2022.
Ooh, interesting date.
My 25 female. Now fiance, 28 male. A little bit of an age gap. Proposed to me.
Yay.
Maybe.
Maisel is their name.
And
Oswald.
Maisel and Oswald. Maisel.
What a great pairing of names.
Actually, I do like, they're both unique enough that I like them. I have had butterflies since the moment, aww, and I'm excited for the beautiful path we'll walk together.
Yay.
What?
Oh, guys, that did not taste good.
I'm sure I'm going to smell it. It's going to be awful.
However, this afternoon has filled me with dread, and I am now in a pit of absolute depression.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
My parents divorced a while back, and now my mom has crippling anxiety, even seeing people who resemble my dad.
Okay.
And my dad wants his current partner to be part of every bit of his life. I understand both sides. I love my mom and respect every bit of her boundaries. And the same with my dad, because I love his new girlfriend. Both of them want to be part of my wedding, but my mom will not attend my wedding if my dad's partner is there. And my dad will not attend if his partner is not invited. If I break either of their boundaries, it will hurt my relationship with them. Or possibly end my relationship with them entirely. I talked to my fiance about not inviting either of them, despite the fact that it would genuinely break my heart to not have them there.
Right.
But it seems like the only solution that I can see. It might also end my relationship with both of them if I don't invite them. So I need to know, am I the asshole if I don't invite them?
Interesting debacle.
Oof. Here's my advice. Elope. Don't invite anybody, just you and your husband. Go elope.
Interesting. Interesting.
It does kind of just wipe your hands clean of everything. You're just like, oh, we went to Nova Scotia? Is that far enough away?
Depends on where they're at.
I live in Nova Scotia, too. Yeah.
We went to Alberta. Sorry we couldn't invite you.
Who do you think is more in the wrong, the mom or the dad?
It depends on what the dad did.
That's actually a great point.
The way the mom is like, I can't even be around people that look like him. It's like,
that makes it feel like there's some trauma, some significant trauma.
But if it's just like, you know.
But it's weird that the mom is like, it's because he's bringing his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
But if he wasn't bringing his new girlfriend, then I'll still come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's also a weird little thing where it's like, why can't you just like suck it up for one day?
That's kind of how
that's
your
daughter. Yeah. Because it's not unreasonable for him to say, I want my partner there.
Right.
Yeah. That's absolutely fine.
I got a plus one.
Daddy gets a plus one.
I don't like it when you
it's
put it
rule
that way.
One of weddings. Daddy gets plus one.
Yeah. That's rule one. Rule plus one.
Rule plus one.
When you're on New Game Wedding Plus, you get a plus two.
Oh.
Yeah, but you get to keep all the stuff from the first wedding.
That means they're a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Higher health pool.
Health pool, yeah. So, yeah, I do think the mom is probably like, not that that's what the question was or whatever, probably more of like, come on.
Yeah.
Unless it's like really, really bad. But like, we can also maybe assume that it wasn't that bad considering that the daughter is having him at the wedding.
Yeah. And it's
like, I feel like she would be more receptive to that.
I don't know if there's some like compromise here. Like maybe
two weddings.
That's not what I was going to say. Like maybe.
Okay. No.
Mom stays for ceremony. Girlfriend doesn't come to ceremony. And then mom's like, all right, see you later. Girlfriend comes for reception.
Yeah. I mean, because like, I guess it depends on how long that the girlfriend's been dating the dad. Yeah. She does have less of a stake of like seeing this girl get married.
Yeah.
And so like the dad and the mom want to see that. But like maybe the girlfriend, you know, just comes to the party and then the dad gets to party with her.
What if we, now listener, hear me out, Maisel, Oswald, what if we budget a prosthetics makeup artist and we just make the dad look a little different?
No.
The mom doesn't like seeing the dad's face if he doesn't have the dad's face.
No. I think that everyone's adults here and your parents need to
Just grow a mustache.
Compromise
and
grow up.
And I don't like the prosthetics idea. Maybe you get into the prop department and you just give your mom horse blinders.
Okay.
That way she can only look forward.
I really thought that you were going to go the route of the fake glasses that have the fake nose and the mustache and give that to dad.
That would also work. It's not the worst idea I've ever heard of.
Technically, I would consider that a prosthetic.
It's a prop.
It's a fake nose. That's the prosthetic.
Would you call a mask a prosthetic?
Oh, my God. How's it attached? Are we using spirit gum?
A really, really thin string on the back.
Okay, then that is a prop.
Yeah.
But now if we're using a silicone mask and we're using spirit gum to kind of blend in the edges so it kind of looks real, now it's prosthetic.
I agree.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, we're not even going to bring up the fact that I know what spirit gum is.
No.
A little bit of prosthetics knowledge.
Everybody knows what spirit gum is.
Christian.
The two twins.
We've all been to Spirit Halloween.
How did you know that's where it came from? You know a little bit about a lot, too?
Yeah, you teach me all sorts of stuff.
I lie about all of it.
So what was the question? Am I the asshole if I don't invite my parents?
Yeah.
No, it's your wedding day. You can do whatever the fuck you want. If your
Correct.
Parents are going to be like acting like this, then you're going to have to do the thing that makes you feel the happiest on that day.
Right. I highly recommend you elope.
You, Christian, should have been named Taha.
Taha.
It's Polynesian, meaning the firstborn child. So it doesn't really work for you, but
what's the opposite of Taha?
Ata. Ahat. Taha.
I didn't like that. If I wasn't the one editing this episode, I'd say editor, put that in reverse and see how close it is, but I don't want to do that.
Oh, no, you've said it. Now you have to.
I will cut it out.
Christian, go ahead and read one of those two stories, and then maybe the second one.
Maybe. Today I fudged up because I accidentally revealed my boyfriend's mom's infidelity.
Ooh.
This story is sent to me by avid listener Ricky.
I can tell you who sent it to me.
Can you use that name on the podcast, or should you maybe name her Roan?
Okay.
Roan Joseph.
I like Roan.
Sure.
Rocky James. That's the kid of Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Really?
Or maybe Tallulah Pine, kid of Simon LeBon and Yasmin Parvana. Tennessee James, Reese Witherspoon, and Jim Toth.
Tennessee James is his name?
Yeah.
Is he from Tennessee, or is his first name Tennessee?
His name is Tennessee. How about Ace Shane, kid of Casey Daigle and Jenny Finch?
You're making up names at this point.
Zorian is the one that sent it.
How about Bear?
Avid submitter.
Banjo Patrick. Banjo Patrick, kid of Rachel Griffiths and Andrew Taylor.
Obligatory. This story actually happened about a year ago. I, 18 female at the time, was dating a boy named
Cole Cameron.
Cole, 18 male at the time. His father, early 60s, was a mechanic, and his mom, mid 50s, was a stay-at-home mother. They're a pretty typical white suburban family in the South, and had asked Cole, whatever you said is the other part of his
Cameron.
Name was Cole Cameron, if they could meet me, even though we had only been dating for a month. At the dinner, I met his mom, dad, older brother, and older sister, and her newborn daughter. The dinner went well, and I was chatting about my volunteer work at my college's blood drive, to which his father explained that his doctor told him he was O negative and a universal blood donor.
I love that for you, bud.
My boyfriend mentions he is also O, but his sibling casually mentions they are both AB.
The opposite of O.
I don't think anything about it because my boyfriend had mentioned that his mom was married once before and was widowed.
Okay.
The following conversation went like this. Me. Oh, that's really cool. You're a really rare blood type. If you don't mind me asking, is your mom's blood type A and your dad's B, or your dad's A and your mom's B?
Okay.
The older sister says, what do you mean? My dad's blood type is O, gesturing to my boyfriend's father. Me. Oh, I know. I was just asking about your bio father, but of course you don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
Great. A little bit too late, but that's okay.
I noticed his mom's face get really pale, and it was in that moment I realized I had fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
His older brother. What do you mean, our bio father? I'm sorry, I say. I didn't mean anything by it. Cole Cameron's dad got real quiet, looking at his wife's face. He knew instantly. I look over to Cole Cameron, who I think was starting to put the full picture of what was happening together. His father, are you saying that they're not my biological kids? Because my wife swore up and down in our marriage counseling.
Oh.
By marriage counseling, they mean meetings with their pastor.
Ooh.
That they were my kids, and she would never cheat on me.
Unsolicited? Because that's a weird thing to say, unsolicited. Just to bring that up. Like, oh, by the way, the two children, yours.
Totally yours.
Would never cheat on you.
Never.
Right, pastor?
Yeah.
Definitely not pastor's kids.
Pastor Tennessee James? Tennessee.
She says, yeah, turns out she never had any kids from her previous marriage. Jacob's mom.
I mean, this is on the mom being a bad liar at this point.
Yeah. You got to have a better poker face than that, mom.
Because you can have a kid. I mean, I guess if the parents know their blood types, then you're outed. But you can have an AB kid and an O kid. It's unlikely, but you can have that.
I have the blood type chart here.
Yeah.
If you wanted to discuss it.
If your mom is A and your dad is B, then you can have a O kid and you can have an AB kid. It's rare.
You could have AB, or O if your mom is right. A, dad is B.
Yeah, it's a 1 in 4 chance to be AB. It was 1 in 4 chance for all of them, I guess.
With dad being O,
it's impossible to have an AB
the
kid.
The chances are 1 in 100,000.
It's impossible to have an AB.
Unless their mom is AB.
Even if the mom is AB.
Really? Oh, yeah, because only one gets given, sure.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. And it says that they're both ABs.
The dad is O and the mom is A.
Yes, so there's a B getting in there that makes no sense.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. The B is
mom is
the
A and dad is O.
Yeah. The parents
only do A or O.
The parents knowing their blood type is immediately like you're ousted. You're fucked. Like that's you can't lie your way past that because there is no way for that.
We both have A blood type and Olsen could have had O blood type, but I don't think he does.
Isn't A like statistically bad for giving birth? Or is that B? There's one that like potentially is linked to like.
Well, there's the issue with like the
A
positive
is for
negative.
Awesome and B is for bad boys.
What is that? The RH factor.
Okay.
If you're positive and your baby's negative or vice versa, I don't remember which way it goes, then you have to take like a medicine. It's a whole thing.
Interesting. But is that only for A? Or is that for any of those?
It's any. If your baby's blood type is
okay, just positive, not tagged by the RH factor.
Yeah.
It would have to be if your baby is positive RH and factor. Negative.
RH factor. His mother, I would never cheat on you. The older sister and older brother are your kids, honey. Why do you think they're not my kids? The dad asks. I tried to excuse myself because it was very clear the cat was out of the bag. And with a quick Google search for my boyfriend, he starts cussing out his mom. She begins to sob and apologizes over and over and over again. And I'm forced to explain ninth grade biology to his father.
The first time you've ever seen a Punnett square, that's rough.
About the fact that only kids he could the only kids he could have produced were the ones with blood types O, A, or B, but absolutely not AB.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Cameron was the only one with the possibility of being his son. They all start screaming at one another. The older sister eventually leaves because her newborn is now screaming too. His mom goes and locks herself in the bedroom. His older brother follows her, screaming, asking who his real father is. And my boyfriend's trying to figure out if his dad still wants to be their father after all this.
Yeah.
I eventually have to have a friend come pick me up. Needless to say, we broke up shortly after.
What? Why is that needless to say?
But not after figuring out that none of the kids produced from the marriage were his.
Oh, no.
They found this out via paternity tests and that none of them were his kids. The parents divorced soon after this.
I hope he's still like...
Is there part of their lives.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple edits here. For those asking how they knew their blood types, Cole Cameron donated blood for the blood drive at our school.
Good for you.
His sister just had a baby, so she was probably informed during her pregnancy.
Yeah.
And the doctor, or Cole Cameron's dad was told by his doctor for underlying medical reasons that I don't know.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's...
What a mess.
What a can of worms to open.
This is why we shouldn't teach kids Punnett squares.
Yeah. We should stop teaching kids science. This is that damn liberal, woke public school system.
It's so funny to get undone by a Punnett square. To have your marriage to get shattered by a fucking simple Punnett square is so funny.
God.
That sucks.
How insane. Just the foot and mouth you had to do to like, oh, wow, they're your previous husband's kids. Like, why would you ever bring it up? Why would she ever be like, oh, that's really interesting that he's not your dad at all and this marriage is a whole sham?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You can't blame the person too much.
I guess. I got enough social anxiety that I would never be like, what about this little flaw in your story?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think that she was pointing out a flaw in the story. I think she was just like, hey, I know that you were previously married and these are older siblings and...
It's like, I mean, it's like
just making conversation.
It's like if you Game of Thrones seasons one'd it, and it's like black hair,
blonde.
Black hair, blonde hair, but all the kids have blonde hair. Something's going on here. It's like you're not an asshole for just being like, what's this ain't mathin', you know?
Yeah, but I don't even think that she was intentionally doing that.
No, that's what I mean. It's like but you can't even fault her. Like she heard something, and she's like, that's wrong. So there must be an excuse, which is, oh, previous marriage. Boom.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
And, like, she just blurted it out because it's like, that's obviously what's happening here.
Yeah. And I would be dumb if, you know, we all already know it.
Right.
Obviously.
Next story.
Oh, wow.
Obviously.
It's going to be a long one. And we love them long.
Hated that, though.
I also hated that.
Do you want to read one that Erica sent me, or
yes.
Do I have any more good ones?
Read the one that I said. It's so good.
It's so good. This one comes from a Ricky favorite.
It's from Instagram, and who sent it to me? Mixed Easy.
Was he on season 8 of Grey's Anatomy?
No, that's Mixed. Neither of them. McDreamy, maybe.
McSteezy is when Ronald McDonald gets dirty with it.
It's Mick. The first name is Mick.
Yeah.
Second name is Steezy.
Yeah. It's when Ronald McDonald gets dirty with it. We all understand.
So this comes from Best of Redder Updates. Is this the update or do I need to go to that link first?
No, this is like the
whole
original
story?
Post.
Okay. This post comes originally from True Off My Chest.
Okay.
In October of 2022. For a little while, I've suspected my husband of cheating. I didn't have any justification for thinking or feeling this way, but I couldn't stop having this gut feeling that something was wrong.
That was the title?
There is no title, but okay. It's just today I fucked up.
You're fine. It's fine. Erica
just let me
is waiting for the next sentence or three.
This is the title.
Okay.
Soon, everyone will know he's been messing with his stepmother and stepsister. Something was off, so I decided to keep a closer eye on him, and I still found nothing. And for a long time, I was angry with myself for suspecting him and for invading his privacy. We went to marriage counseling, and I apologized for breaking his trust in me. And for a little while, all was well. But that wretched feeling never went away. I tried so hard to get over this feeling that he was deceiving me in some way, but I just couldn't. So I decided it was time to hire a private investigator.
Jesus.
Instead of playing Inspector Gadget myself.
Wow.
Go Gadget.
Matrimony.
What a good uncle.
Go Gadget ruin a marriage trust.
Go Gadget updo. Reddit lingo there. Let me tell you, this was the best thing I ever spent money on.
Okay.
Within a month of the PI, he was able to confirm my suspicion, but it was a shock to find out that it was his stepsister and stepmother. Not only that he may be the father of his stepsister's newborn baby, I could have killed him.
Wait.
But I kept...
He was cheating on his wife with both his stepsister and his stepmother?
Yes.
And they didn't know? And
correct.
Also the stepsister has a baby now?
Yep. Yeah. That's probably his.
And this took this guy less than a month to figure out?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the way he talks to his stepsister, stepmother? He says, I love you, babe, and kisses them on the lips? I could have killed him, but I kept my composure and I kept this information to myself and continued to act as normal as I possibly could.
Why?
Believe me, that was a very difficult thing to do. I slowly started detaching from him and even moved in to our spare bedroom, and we continued to drift apart. I moved out, got a new job, and started saving money for our divorce. I got my life in order. Now here we are almost a year later and in the final stages of our divorce.
What was the reason for the divorce?
They're drifting apart.
Just drifting apart, okay. How do you hold on to that for a year?
I don't know.
That would eat me alive.
We're in the final stages of our divorce, and I still have not told anyone. I've spent the last year preparing for our divorce because I'll be damned to leave this marriage empty-handed. I wanted to handle our financial affairs first because my husband works for his father, and I didn't want to leave him unemployed during our divorce process. You're too nice.
It's not because she's too nice. It's because that's his source of income. She's about to fuck up his life as well as the dad's life. And she wants to make sure she gets her money. Because
his father is stepmother's husband.
Yeah.
I was like, why would he lose his job? Ah, he's porking his wife and his wife's daughter.
Yeah.
The editor, you might have to bleep this one. This son of a cunt dragged out our divorce and fought me for everything. Even things that were mine to begin with. But I kept my calm and I won't say a word until I get everything I deserve. That's when I'll tell his father. And his father is not a man to be messed with. He's a real ruffian. I've been assured the check will be cleared in 3 days, and it's over for Robert, because as soon as that money hits my account, his mother, stepmother, stepsister, brother-in-law, and father will receive a beautifully written email with pictures and videos of what he's been up to. I know his dad will just tear him apart. So count your days, Robert.
Jesus Christ. A year in the making.
Without telling anyone.
That's crazy.
There's no way. I could never.
Oh, God. I hate that there's like, she kind of had to do that to make sure that her financials were in place.
I know.
That's like, we needed to get out of there immediately.
That was smart, though.
Yeah. I guess she went about it a decent way to like slowly drift apart.
I got my money, so it's time to send it. His stepmother and stepsister do not know about each other, that he's sleeping with both of them.
Okay.
I don't know how long he's been sexually involved with them, but I do know it started in adulthood for all those that are involved.
That's good.
Here's her official update. I couldn't access my original account, so here I am. Let's clear some things up. When Robert's father... I gotta turn the fucking battery saver off. Fuck you. My phone's battery saver is like, oh, you haven't touched your screen in 2.5 seconds. I gotta shut it off entirely.
Year three. Year three of a podcast.
My phone just hit 20%, so I got the notification. Hey, do you want to turn battery saver mode on?
Couldn't have a phone charged when it's his episode.
Oh, I was busy all day.
Would you like to do my root beer?
Josh didn't really hurt my feelings, okay? 3 years. Let's clear some things up. When Robert's father remarried, Robert was already a 30-year-old man. So no, he wasn't sexually groomed, and okay. His stepsister was 31 when she met him. Again, no one here is being
taken advantage of.
All involved were already well into adulthood when meeting and when they started to fuck around. As for the money, well, honey, that money he owed me but was being a dick about giving it back to me.
That was money that he owed me, but he was being a dick about giving it back.
I invested in his business ventures, and he refused to pay me my share. And that's not shit I was willing to let slide.
Don't blame you.
You can't get a broke man to pay his debt. So fuck yes, I wasn't going to let him be unemployed during our divorce.
That makes sense, I guess.
Chapter 3, The Aftermath.
No, Chapter 4, Bankruptcy. Chapter 9, fuck.
I think there's Chapter 4, too. Chapter 11 and Chapter
9. I think 9 is personal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never declared bankruptcy.
I think it's 9 and 11. I sent the email as soon as I saw the money had hit my account. The first call was to Robert.
The dad.
To the dad, yeah.
Robert's husband.
Robert's husband.
Oh, sorry. The first to call me was Robert. I picked up. The first words out of his mouth were, "You evil ass bitch." I replied with, "Your mama," and I ended the call.
What? Oh, God.
The best your mama ever.
That's crazy.
That's so fucking funny.
The second person to call me is the stepsister's husband. He was heartbroken.
You can't your mama, this person. No.
He asked me a ton of questions, and he asked me for my divorce lawyer's information. We also discussed him getting a DNA test for all their kids.
I guess that's the downside of... I mean, I know she was looking out for herself. Yeah. But that's the downside, is you know that these other two people have also been in a marriage for a year on a sham.
Yeah.
I know. It's a gray area for sure.
Yeah.
Through the brother-in-law, I found out that there was an all-out war between the stepmother and father-in-law. He tried to kick her out, but she locked herself in the bedroom while the father-in-law was throwing her shit outside. This stepmother called her daughter for help. At some point, stepsister and stepmother got in a fight. The fight was so bad that the neighbors called the police.
Editor, make a note that you guys both burped at the same time.
Did we?
Yeah.
We're so cute.
I didn't know which one of you that noise came out of.
I think it was me.
Okay.
Relationship goals. The fight was so bad that the police had to be called. And the scuffle to separate the mother and the daughter, they hurt one of the police officers and were arrested.
What?
They are still in jail because neither of them
have enough money to bail.
Neither of them have anyone willing to come bail them out.
Oh, God.
The following day, I got a call from Robert telling me that his daddy almost ran him over. So he wanted to come stay with me because he's scared that his dad or brother-in-law will try to beat his ass again.
Good.
He's scared to go home. His dad and brother-in-law are pretty much camped outside of his place and have already jumped him twice.
Jesus Christ.
Robert's terrified. He tried to stay with his mother, and she told him that he had made his bed and should not lie in it.
Mm-hmm.
You should have went to your mama first. That's what she was trying to say.
She says, your mama.
Fucking Wilmer Valderrama'd his ass.
Yo, mama. Go on.
Oh, no. For your information, I am not done with Robert yet. I got more planned. It's going to be a long one, guys.
There's not that much left.
And there's not that much left. Ex-sister-in-law is in deep doo-doo as the results of the DNA test came back and 0 out of the 3 kids are her husband's. Ex-brother-in-law is distraught. She doesn't even know who else could be the father. This seems weird. Heifer, how many men have you been bedding besides your husband and mine? Don't worry, I'll find out. Like, I knew she was a trifling old bag of bones, but I never knew she was this cold. The brother-in-law has decided to cut ties for his own sanity, as he feared he might act in a way that is outside his character. Now I feel bad for those babies, but I understand why he had to leave. Did we, ex-brother-in-law and I, give a copy of the DNA results to everyone she knows? Why, yes, we did.
Jesus Christ.
Did I personally go out of my way to darken the steps of a church and make my testimony and hand out copies of the DNA results? I sure did. What the fuck?
Okay.
You're a monster at this point. The ex-mother-in-law and her daughter have cut ties and are silently hating each other. But they are image-obsessed, so they keep things cute and silent. But a heathen like me prefers to be cute and audible. And I haven't forgotten about Dear Mother. So I went and gave my testimony in front of her beloved peers and read out a couple of the vilest text messages she and my ex-husband have exchanged.
How did you get those? I guess just went through his phone.
There were a lot of gasps and screaming, but I kept reading for as long as I could. Unfortunately, I couldn't read more before I was dragged out and then attacked by my ex-mother-in-law and ex-sister-in-law. But I handled that, and they never again lunged at me or threatened me with physical violence again.
I handled 2 women attacking me. Something a police officer couldn't do.
Over the years...
Are you shocked?
No.
Over the years, Robert has moved as shady in his legal business as his personal life, and as a law-abiding citizen, I felt compelled to inform the taxman of his dealings. As well as informing his former business partners and current ones.
Jesus Christ, you're ruining so many families at this point.
You're destroying everything. I also did some legally ambiguous things to Robert that I don't want to put in writing, but he's no longer slinging dick like his life depends on it. That testicular fortitude he once had is slipping away.
What the fuck did you do? Did you shoot x-rays at his balls? What is going on?
I don't know.
This is a Spider-Man villain.
He doesn't just...
Hey, Batman. You'll no longer be slinging dick around town.
He just doesn't have the pep in his step anymore. It's hard to remain so casual when there are a couple of men hoping to catch you and your... catch you and an ex-wife who still has him on my... Still has him on find my beep. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Find my iPhone or something.
Robert's life is in tatters. And, well, I love that. I just absolutely love that for him.
Insane.
The end.
Now, I don't think that she ruined anybody's life.
No. When, specifically the business, because, like, people maybe worked for the business that weren't involved.
Okay, but still I would argue that that's...
It's collateral damage, but...
Yeah, but that was Robert's...
Dad's fault?
No, it was Robert's fault.
For the tax stuff?
Yeah.
Robert was the one doing the tax stuff? Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
What a deep well of just...
Yeah.
Wasn't that some drama? There is a TikToker named Brittany Valletta. She does the BS we see on TikTok. I don't know if you guys have seen any of her stuff. She's fabulous. I love her. But this whole story reminded me of something that she would put on hers. But she basically, she finds all of like the drama and the messy side of TikTok. And she like gives us the rundown on it. It's so good. We should get her on the pod.
What an insane story. I wish you would have really told me like, you have to read this one up top. Because I was like, ah, this one can wait. There's a lot of
juiciness. You they were good.
That was a good story. I know. Insane story.
I know.
I do have to say she's kind of like...
It definitely crosses a line at some point. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it's definitely... Oh, we're already following her.
Oh, good.
I've never seen her videos before. I don't know how we've been following her for so long, but we have never seen her videos. Yeah, it definitely crosses a point to at some point where it is like, I mean, she just went full scorched earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, her whole life was a sham, so. Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what isn't a lot, though, is going over to our socials and giving us a follow. Maybe heading over to Patreon, throw in a couple bucks, get some kickback your way, and get a little bit of kickback our way. And where can they do that at, Richard?
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Patreon, YouTube, TikTok, probably some other stuff. And it's at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
We're so good at branding.
We're so good at branding. Except on Letterboxd, where it's Judgies_Pod. And it wasn't my doing. Wink, wink.
We've never used Letterboxd. We should.
We should
start putting reviews on there.
We should let you know the judges love you. Mwah.
Have a good week. Hugs and pisses.
Hugs and motherfucking pisses. And top of the morning to ya.
Oh, it's the St. Patrick's Day episode.
We didn't wear
red and rainbow. Guess someone's getting pinched.
Fuck, I didn't wear green.
Bye.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.